That was Glenn Gould's last recording, music by Richard Strauss, an excerpt from the Piano Sonata in B Minor, Opus 5. Now, Brian, I guess many would be forgiven for not knowing that that's his last recording because it would stand out so much at the very end of his career and the end of his life was his revisiting of the Goldberg Variations, which surprised everyone.
It really, because he didn't re-record music that often. And of course, this was the great launching pad of his career. But he had come to feel more and more dissatisfied, and he'd become to really think through and analyze why he was dissatisfied with his first recording. You know, he saw its virtues. It's, you know, young, exuberant, you know, energetic. But he felt that, you know, ultimately there were depths in the music that were so much greater and that they could be brought out by exploring the tempo relationships between the individual movements. So he developed a very elaborate plan, and it really reflects what's in the music. And the result, I think, is so powerful. You know, Steve Jobs had both of Gould's recordings of the Goldberg Variation on his own personal iPod. They actually teach a course at Apple to their executives on Glenn Gould and creativity using the reinterpretation of the Goldberg Variations as the key piece. It's to this day inspiring innovation around the world. And it is a piece that I find deeply moving. I was at Gould's memorial, and it ended with the playing in the church of the Da Capo aria that ends the recording, and people were reduced to tears, again, just helpless sobbing. It was so moving to hear. It is a powerful recording. It also reflects his love of technology because it is one of the first digital compact discs ever released. And now it's going to be memorialized further because in honor of Gould's 90th birthday, Sony is releasing the complete session takes. All of the takes that went into and were distilled down into that recording will be available on a 9-disc set starting in a week or so.
Incredible. Well, I think that's a good place to end. Let us hear the aria from that 1981 recording. And if you remember back to Monday, hearing the 1955 version, so much slower this one is. It just breathes patience.